Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, plenty of budget speculation dominating the papers this morning. On the front page of the Irish Independent, two double child benefit payments in budget splurge. A €2 billion cost of living package in the budget could see two double payments of child benefit made to parents in the coming months. A cost of living package that was projected to be €1.5 billion has now increased to €2 billion following weekend negotiations involving coalition leaders. Well, talks were ongoing over welfare rates, including the pension, and whether to add €12 or €15 ahead of tomorrow's budget announcement. Meanwhile, Education Minister Norma Foley secured funding to cancel junior cycle and leaving cert fees for another year at more than €100 each. So certainly some benefits coming to families in the budget to be announced tomorrow, with two double child benefit payments expected to be announced. And of course, they're labelling it a splurge, the Irish Independent. Well, the Irish Daily Mail's take on the budget is that middle income families to get a €3,000 budget boost. January cut in USC will be worth up to €1,500, according to the headline. Ongoing debate on level of pension hike, as we mentioned from the front page there of the Irish Independent. College fees chopped and Christmas child benefit bonus. And that will all lead, according to John Drennan, the government plans to put more than €3,000 back into the pockets of middle income earners over the key pre-election months, senior sources have told the Mail. One senior source close to the heart of the final negotiation said, "Our focus is on how many thousand euro we can put back in the pockets of Middle Ireland. This will be a budget for Middle Ireland. We believe we can put more than €3,000 back in one-off tax cuts and lower college fees." And a senior cabinet member said, "In the months leading up to Christmas, middle-income families will receive €280 in child benefit, have €1,000 knocked off their college fees, see more than cuts in the cost of schools, and a €250 cut from their ESB bills, electricity bills, of course." Not just the ESB. The Irish Times, again, its budget bonanza worth €2 billion planned for household. Taoiseach signals package of measures will be much bigger than expected. And they focus on the double child benefit payments as well before Christmas, likely to be included. Well, what other stories are featuring on the Irish Times paper? It's a story that's been rumbling ongoing. A DAA chief wants the government to intervene over the airport passenger cap. Airport operator DAA wants the government to intervene in the row over the cap on passenger numbers at Ireland's main aviation hub, saying ministers should bring public bodies together to settle the matter. Basil Gagan, who's the DAA chairman, made the call with Dublin Airport on course to breach planning restrictions this winter by exceeding the annual 32 million limit on passengers. "I think the government could align its resources together to get a solution faster," he told the Irish Times. "I don't think there's a bad actor involved here, but I think there's a kind of just a level of inertia and inactivity in the system which gets you to a bad place," according to Basil Gagan. He's saying that the government knows what its policy is, and it has all the levers to direct that policy, and we'll give them our view, but ultimately they've got to pull the levers. So quite a lot of focus on that passenger cap in the recent weeks, and they're continuing to do so. And of course, also in terms of Ireland's image abroad and ability to attract investment, etc. as well, and people travelling here and what they can expect at Dublin. Now, the Irish Examiner, again, its lead is the final talks over the €2 billion cost of living aid and social welfare increase and help for home buyers already agreed, according to the paper. Other stories on the front of the Irish Examiner: house prices up 37% on pre-COVID levels. House prices are now 37% higher than pre-COVID after another 3% increase in the last 3 months. The average price of a home has now reached €344,000, according to the latest property report from daft.ie, as we mentioned in the news bulletin at the top of the hour. Adding to the problem, the supply of homes on the market has fallen for the 15th straight month, with the number of second-hand homes listed for sale dropping to 11,900. House prices are surging significantly in Dublin, according to the report, with prices rising 4.1% in just 3 months between June and September. So more pressure on housing, and probably influence maybe some of the decisions that will become in the budget to be announced tomorrow as well. Cyber agency to get new powers, writes Cormac O'Keefe on the front of the Irish Examiner. He says Ireland's cybersecurity agency is to get emergency powers to conduct surveillance on all Irish web traffic where there is pressing national security threat, under proposed new laws. Richard Brown, the director of the National Cybersecurity Centre, said these powers would allow for intrusive monitoring of internet traffic in Ireland. The cyber chief said these legal provisions are similar to sweeping surveillance powers French authorities introduced for the Olympics. And this is contained in an interview with the Irish Examiner today. The NCSC expects disinformation and foreign interference around the general election, with the issue being the extent and the effect of it, but added there was very little during the recent British general election as social media companies got better at taking the material down. There's also been a significant uptick in foreign interference in Ireland in the last year, and the seriousness of the cyber attacks is ramping up. That's according to the front page of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Sun, Dublin Fear City. It has an exclusive story. It talks about brazen dealers linked to the Hutch mob are flooding Dublin streets with heroin and cocaine in plain sight. An Irish Sun investigation today exposes the harrowing scenes that plague the city. The source told us that the Hutch incident is, the problem is spiralling the Hutch mob influence on the capital. The Irish Daily Mirror, it leads with minister targeted at McEntee home bomb threat. Prison bosses probe claim hoax caller is from one of the prisons. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has again been targeted in a hoax bomb threat. Detectives attended her home yesterday afternoon after a caller phoned the Samaritans and warned explosives had been planted there. So again, another story of intimidation of a politician there is dreadful stuff. The Irish Daily Star, Nothing Matters, Jerry, When You're Free. They lead with a video of Jerry the Monk Hutch singing about freedom as his arch rivals in the Kinnahan cartel suffer blow after blow. Footage shows a joyful Hutch belting out lines from the fields of Athenry on the dance floor in a club. The Daily Telegraph, they're the main story. They're the front pages of the Irish pages, newspapers this morning. Well, inside, there's a number of stories that caught my eye. Inside the Irish Independent, page 3, more couples tying the knot are opting for non-traditional weddings, a new report finds. This may not come as much of a surprise, but some of the figures are quite significant. Traditional church weddings are declining amid the rise of non-religious ceremonies or weddings, according to new research. That's a study from the Catholic. A study shows a Catholic church ceremony is still marginally more common, but the second most popular option for couples getting married last year was a civil ceremony, which was chosen by 32%. And that's about 6,700 couples, while Catholic church weddings still remain the most popular type of ceremony with couples last year. That's accounting for 34%. That's over 7,200 couples. This compares to a figure of 91.4% of the total in 1994. That's a staggering decline and a change, really, of social attitudes towards the type of weddings that we want here. And the report is for the Iona Institute, which is a pro-faith, pro-traditional marriage think tank, and it's found that couples tying the knot here are increasingly opting for non-traditional spiritual ceremonies. And it goes through the various reasons and the various types of ceremonies that are being offered, and this whole thing of the churches, etc., the hotels providing the whole service and the actors as well. I'll go through a couple more stories that are interesting inside in the papers as well. The Irish Independent also reports on councils could stop cars and raid houses and fresh crackdown on smoky fuel sales. This is on page 14 of the Irish Independent. Councils would have search and seize powers to clamp down on the sale and distribution of smoky fuels on the proposed tough new air pollution laws. They could stop and detain vehicles, confiscate and destroy unapproved fuels, and in some circumstances raid private dwellings. Tighter controls on imported fuels would also be introduced, stiffer penalties would apply, and on-the-spot fines would be imposed. Well, that would certainly be a controversial measure to introduce, and particularly that raiding private dwellings in terms of that as well. Deportations figures treble in 12 months, according to the Irish Mirror. That's inside there. The number of people who have left Ireland this year on foot of deportation orders or under a voluntary return programme almost trebled compared to the same period last year. And that Justice Department figure shows 621 people who no longer have permission to stay in the country have departed. Surgery waiting times unacceptable, according to the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. The level of frustration within the government at waiting times for children needing orthopaedic surgery cannot be overstated. And that's the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly told the Board of Children's Health Ireland in a letter. That's on page 3 of the Irish Times. And finally, the washout, rain ruins French wine. French winemakers have warned the 2024 wine from a single year's harvest will be in short supply after one of the wettest years on record. And I'm sure wine drinkers will not be too pleased to hear about that.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.